This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and I'm sorry, these princes are all moldy and stale. Where do you keep the fresh prince? Yikes.
That was stupid. I like it. I'm Brandy Posey, and you just don't meet Leroys anymore. I tweeted, and then someone responded with a dog named Leroy.
Oh,
that's where the Leroys are.
Such a good name.
I believe Leroy. The secret.
Wasn't the kid, yeah. The one in the Jetsons? All right.
Yeah.
Leroy.
I'm Tess Barker, and how is Candace Cameron still reading the Bible every day? Hasn't she finished it yet?
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We are, look, we've put out more content than the Bible has at this point, I think.
So true.
That's for sure true. If you were to transcribe every episode, that's the Lady to Lady Bible. And
onto
it is,
those really thin pages that the Bible.
Yeah, real thin.
And then put in every hotel room.
That would be really funny to start
just
doing.
Transcripts of our
I'm just going to exchange it for a Latter-day Saints book.
Oh my God.
That'd be a good investment, honestly. Like really good use of our time and money.
Yeah, if we have an eccentric millionaire listener, number one, patreon.com.
Why haven't you shown yourself
but
yet?
Number two, it would be great if you could finance this, patron this for us.
Yes, that's all we want at all. Is to people to read our words out of context.
Yes.
And rip a page out and smoke a joint with it for all we care.
Please.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm good on that.
I still remember trying to roll a joint with computer paper as a youth and failing utterly.
Yeah. Did you guys ever chew on paper?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Me too.
I forgot about that.
Chew on paper?
We just didn't have gum.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. It's, you know, tree. That's not that weird to chew on.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're just here. We lived
some
tree.
Right? Yeah. 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 We made it.
There was like a. There's a thing of people pouring corn starch on ice and eating it on TikTok. That's a thing. And it's like, I think it's for those people who like, you have a thing where you want to eat dirt or something. I don't fucking know. But
yeah.
It's happening.
It feels like some like a depression era food type thing too. It's like, did you guys ever put like syrup on snow when you were kids? Is that a thing you ever did?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Snow's delicious.
I didn't really see snow very often as a child.
That's true. Well, that was a big thing. But my parents always like, make sure you don't get the yellow snow. And you'd be like, I'm not an idiot.
Like, come on. What are we? We've survived this long.
Just a brown poo-poo snow.
Yeah. What about that one? What about that snow? I like the brown snow.
Oh boy. Oh hey everyone, but transition into this.
Yes.
Speaking of Patreon and poo-poo, mm-hmm. Not poo-poo, but we are having a get shit done party on March 7th.
That is a good transition.
Yeah, you can gather I didn't even think about that. Gather all the stuff that you don't want to do, join us. We're going to be going live and just, you know, working on stuff that you've been putting off. It's tax season. It's all the it's everything, whatever.
Yeah. What's the thing that you know you need to do that you never feel like doing?
Exactly.
Yeah. Come do it with us.
Yeah.
We're going to have a good shit done party.
What are you guys going to do? Do you know?
I don't know yet. Yeah, it'll probably be a last minute. I've got such a long to-do list of shit, so we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, there's piles of shit that need to get done. We'll see which one is left at that point.
And that's the one that I will bring. Yeah, we'll see which pile is calling.
Yeah. I already decided mine.
What are you doing?
I want to get one of those like encrypted password services. I've been wanting to do this for years, but never in my life do I have that day where I'm like, let me change my password for everything.
Right.
So that's what I'm going
to
do.
That's very smart. That's a good call. That's a good backup if anyone needs that a thing is. To do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're going to go live on our for Patreon subscribers on March 7th, 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. And yeah, just bring the stuff, the cards you got to write, the bills you got to add up.
Thank you cards. A shower, mm-hmm. bring your thank you cards. We're going to make it, like, here's the thing. Here's the real gag. You're going to get shit done, but it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to trick all of ourselves into getting shit done.
Yeah. It's going to be great. That thing you keep moving over to the next list. Let's do this.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good time. And yeah, so come join us. Patreon.com/LadyToLady. That will be on Thursday, March 7th.
Yeah. In addition to all the content that we provide you every single week and month, there's always an additional Friday episode called The Beef of the Week, where it's just the three of us beefing about something. We always have our monthly podcast episode or bonus episode as well, which is a blast. And yeah, we do all these little like pop-ups every once in a while. There's our 24-hour live stream from last year we did for the patrons. Like, you know,
that was crazy.
We're putting in
when
the work.
When did we do that? When is that going to happen again? When did we do it last year?
God, when are we due? I feel like it was like beginning of the summer because it was like warm
out. It's not that far away, it feels like.
Oh, yeah. God, is it time? I mean, actually, that was really fun.
It was great. It was so fun. Anyway, that will be coming up again at some point. So that was so fun for all of our... Mm-hmm. Okay, that was June. So yeah, that was amazing. So look for that in the future as well. Yeah. Anything, any 3D appearances people need to look out for?
I'm going to be in Eugene this Friday.
Yeah. I love Eugene.
Me too.
Eugene, Oregon, not Eugene the person.
Not Eugene Kelly.
Wait, Tess is pegging Eugene Kelly this Friday. Get tickets at eventbrite.com. I love Eugene, Oregon is great. The last time I drove there, I put out a forest fire on the way to
Yeah.
The memory, it actually was about a year ago. The memory just popped up the other day and I was like, oh yeah, I remember when you
I'm just seeing that. I'm seeing like a split screen of you approaching this fire and Tess just driving past this fire.
Yeah. Shit.
I mean, there was a moment where I was like,
I mean, I would most likely be driving past it.
Yeah. I just saw it and I looked in my rearview mirror and I was like, there's nobody else. All right. I guess we put out a fire today.
That's why this is the Brandy Posey story, putting out fires.
It's just, and then a firefighter like 10 minutes later told me I did a good job because as he ambled up and I was like, well, fancy seeing you here. Took you a minute, didn't it?
Same can't be said of you, sir. Was there a traffic jam on the pole?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'd like that footage to jerk off to. Yeah.
I finally found the name of the venue. I'm going to be at Swallowtail Spirits in Eugene.
Swallowtail Spirits.
8 p.m. You can get tickets at the door. It's going to be fun.
Hell yeah. Come see Tess. She's prepping for an album that she's recording in March. In Tahoe, or no, wait, no, in Reno.
In Reno.
Which is going to be a blast.
March 22nd. Brandy's doing a set on the show. Rest of it, TBD. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And she's putting out that album on Burn This Records later this year. So follow Burn This Records on Instagram. By the time this episode comes out, will it have a website? We're working on it.
Sounds like something that you could put on your list, Brandy.
It's you want to see it? It's on the fucking list. It's on the list.
It's on the fucking list. You.
It's on the list right now.
I believe you.
I've been yelling at Squarespace for about a week and a half.
If you're listening to this today, February 7th, I'll be at the Clubhouse tonight in LA. So come to that.
Yeah, absolutely. And follow us on all our basic things and all that stuff. Who do we have on the episode this week?
Oh my God. What? Just one of our faves of all time. Such an incredibly hilarious comic. She was a writer for Conan, and we've had her on before. She has an amazing podcast called The Jackie and Lori Show. She has a new special coming out called Cis Woke Grief Slut. Please enjoy our hang with the always amazing Lori Kilmartin.
Let's, oh my God, I'm so excited for our guest today. She's just one of our faves. So excited to have her back on the show. Lori Kilmartin, hello.
Oh, hey. How are you? I was expecting your
Where
your
were you? Where,
up front.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Where was your brain just now, Lori? Like, you just you were in a different dimension for a second.
We'll do a much more extensive, like, introduction before we pre-record it. So
I just
we're just
know,
casually throwing you in.
I just want to know where you go when you think host banter that is not about you is. Like, where
is
that
dimension? It's a little corner in the very back of my head. There's a comfy couch and slippers and a slanket. So I was pretty toasty, and I just thought I'd enjoy the first 2 or 3 minutes of lady to lady banter and then get brought in.
Sorry to interrupt that. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
We can just talk if you want to get back in there.
Yeah.
All right.
Good. Wait, which one's the slanket?
Yeah,
which one's the slanket?
Is a sleeve blanket?
The one that you wear.
Yeah, you wear a blanket, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, always.
Yeah.
But it's like the backwards robe, kind of. Is that the one?
Yeah, I think it's like backwards.
Oh, yeah, and okay. aren't your feet all caught up in it too? It's like a Ziploc bag for a person,
right?
Ooh. Yeah, I would like that.
A straight jacket, but cozy.
Yeah. I think we just need
Very
to all get
loose.
Back into footy pajamas at all times. I think, but like a flying squirrel level of footy pajama, just like with a lot of extra fabric. That would be the move for me.
Yeah, you can just put all your snacks in there and stuff.
They don't make footy pajamas for adults. I'm sure they do-ish, but like, why is that not taken off?
They're around. Don't you remember when everyone was wearing the like unicorn ones like 5 years ago?
Those had feet on them?
Yeah.
Because obviously I'm a big onesie person.
They are like sarcastic. It's all like, oh, you're going to, you know, this is for your Instagram or you just to be a creep or something. And instead of a genuine, like you'd like to be covered in toasty from head to toe.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I want the like cashmere Gwyneth Paltrow version.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure that's out there. I don't know if we have access to it, but
the goop footy pajamas are. That's the price of a car.
Really?
Because I remember those onesies being kind of like ubiquitous at some point where people were like wearing them for, I don't know, just around. And like, even when I went to do, went on like a game show in the last year, they were like specifically like, you can't wear these as costumes.
too many. We have too many people dressed like bears. We can't have this. This is an all furry audience. We're not into it.
That's fun. They're out there.
Okay.
Lori, I was like looking, I don't know what I was doing. I was looking at my email and I saw an old email you sent me and I forgot that we are birthday twins.
That's right.
Yes.
It's the 716 crew.
Us and Kate Berlant is also.
Wow.
Okay. Sylvester
Stallone. Powerful trio.
Sylvester
Stallone.
Barbara Stanwyck.
Okay.
The first moon successful moon landing took off that day. It landed on Jackie Cation's birthday on the 20th.
Wow.
And also Levi McDougall, who's a Conan writer and a really funny Canadian comic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
Levi's
Levi.
Great.
That's funny.
Day.
Wow, we've got a lot
good going
ones.
On. Yeah.
Do you guys? I'm just speculating, but do you think it's possibly there's so many comedians on that day? Because you have like some issues from never being able to celebrate your birthday at school.
Yeah.
That was like a perfect 805 like tone and pronouncement. Like I felt like there was just a real nice like passive cadence dig. I really like. I don't hear that often from your chest, and it was really beautiful to hear. I felt it.
Yeah, I feel like didn't we get shoved into like I don't really remember, but didn't the summer kids all get shoved into like one day or something like that?
I don't think even my school would celebrate my birth ever. But I took that first day. I think it was a July thing. I did have a slumber party with the girl who lived behind me on our, in our little, you know, suburb, Signe, her birthday was 7/17. So we had a combined slumber party, every year until it got too mean. Until there were like books we brought out where we wrote things about each other. And then that got really vicious. And then I think the slumber parties ended. That's when we entered teenagehood and they may have died down.
Wow. Damn, you're right. There is one. I think every girl has one slumber party when the slumber party's just had to end.
Yeah, yeah. Slam books. They were called slam books back then, right? Yeah.
And you guys were writing about the other participants of the slumber party?
Yeah, in secret. Oh. And then you read about it. You know, you didn't know who wrote it or anything like that.
What a nightmare.
Absolute nightmare.
This is when people are like, I'm like, no, people are inherently bad. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm full Lord of the Flies believer.
Yeah, like that's, if you've ever been in like a public bathroom, I'm like, this is not, people are not good.
Or just an airport bathroom. Yeah, revolting.
Yeah, just anywhere where multiple people are sharing it, where it's like there's zero regard for any other human who might grace the space.
I started laughing in the airport the last time I was in it, because I was in the bathroom and I saw a lady pretend to wash her hands next to the water.
What?
The water started running and she did a little fake next to it. God. And then her hands were dry, and then she pretended to wipe water off of them and she walked out. And I just went, okay.
Who was that for? Who was that for?
I don't know.
This podcast.
I just started laughing and I was like, okay, all right. So just hoard your gold. Got it. Okay.
That is literally like the hand washing equivalent of showing up to the gym, parking, and then leaving. Yeah.
Absolutely. Somebody's going to need to see all my validation tickets, and that's how they'll know.
Yeah. I think some people walk in and stand in front of machines that are being used, and then they look like they wander off, like they're going to come back, but they actually just go back to their cars. So I appreciate that extra effort. They'll stand in front of the quad machine and look at you and realize you're going to do six reps or something and leave.
Exactly.
I used to teach senior citizens aerobics. Like, it was my first job one of my first jobs out of college. And I remember I had a class in summer school one day where one of my students was like, Tess, it's so hot today. Can we leave early? And I was just like, girl, you're here on your own volition. Like, yeah, go.
You don't have to be here.
You're 80. When do you stop asking permission? I mean, go.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
I love that. Tess, do you remember that class? I'd love to like us to all go to a pool and you teach that class now.
Oh, I could teach the fuck out of that class.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That would be fun.
Like the pool noodles and stuff like that?
It was dry. It was on dry land.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was just regular aerobics. But yeah, gosh.
Oh, okay.
I started out with like, we had about 15 minutes of like hand weights. And so I'd do stuff like that. And then 20 minutes of just nonsensical dance. Some of the big favorites, like they love disco. And then I had a really good dance to All That Jazz from Chicago. And then every single time I did it, I would turn around and say, I'm going to take you guys on the road. And then we did floor work. And yeah, I absolutely know that routine.
So Tess, after about a year of saying that, were the ladies like, she's lying. She's not that.
Yeah, we owe them. When next time we go on tour, we better.
Yeah, yeah. We got to bring them. I would love an opening act of just old people doing aerobics.
That would be.
Yeah, instead of comics, just.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Elderly
I think
dancers.
Everyone gets happy when old people do aerobics or when they are in a choir.
Yes.
Yeah. The Beastie Boys used to do, when they would go on the road, they would like just find local talent. Like people like to show off a talent, basically.
Oh,
instead
neat.
Instead of having openers. So they just have like dogs like doing tricks and stuff like that. I'm like, that's amazing. That's perfect.
I mean, that's been some of my openers on the road. You know what I mean? Dogs doing tricks.
Some AGT winners opened for you on the road.
Yeah. What's that chihuahua we both like, Babs, that can play basketball?
I was just thinking about him. I don't know his name, but I've seen him at a halftime show at like I don't know, Clippers,
or something.
At the Clippers and in Vegas. He's out there.
He could. I'll open for him.
I think he's
too big to feature.
I think we'd be opening for him.
His dog's too big to feature, I think. It's not going to happen.
He has a dog?
No,
well,
the dog.
He has an owner.
He has an owner, but the owner is kind of superfluous. The dog.
He has an owner. Got it.
It's a chihuahua about the size of a bean and cheese burrito that knows how to play basketball.
He flips him around. He like flips him around in circles. He does a lot of crazy shit. It's very impressive.
Size basketball or chihuahua size basketball?
Chihuahua size.
Oh, okay.
But then he can do tricks on a full size basketball too. Like they'll spin the ball and he can do like these cool balance tricks. I mean, just his portfolio is very deep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's Christian and Scooby. I would like to say Christian and Scooby are
their
the
names.
Okay.
I don't know
which one's which.
Who's the dog?
Yeah, that's if you want to look them up, highly recommend.
I don't, but maybe some listeners do.
Yeah, I like to see animals more successful than me too.
I know.
Oh, he's so cute. I love him. Okay. Oh, I will say regular size basketball. I don't know if he's dunking it, but he's playing on a regular size.
The one
basketball.
He dunks, I think, is chihuahua size because he does one where he walks on his hind legs and then he sinks it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Talking about just performance, whatever. I had the song we were talking about, aerobics, but I've been like trying to do 10,000 steps every day, and there becomes a moment at the end of the day where I'm like I have to do something. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I have just been doing the square step. Wait, what is it called? The box step.
Yeah.
In my house, theater kid. I'm just doing the box up like alone in my house for like an hour at the end of the day. And I feel more insane than I ever have in my entire life. It works, but you feel absolutely nuts.
Do you like 10,000 steps?
I like it. I mean, it's good to like, I think it's just good to like force me to like get outside. Most of the time I'm like going on a long walk in the morning or whatever.
Yeah. You
know? Yeah.
What's your take on 10,000 steps, Lori?
Yeah.
Well, I remember during the strike, you know, hitting like 12 maybe, but I was in so much pain. Like I hated it. I realized during the strike, I hate walking. And
you're kind of a jock, right?
I'm a swimmer. And I didn't realize. Well, I mean, I'm old too, so my knees start to hurt quicker than they used to. But like, I was like, I dislike this intensely.
Well, I mean, compared to swimming, of course, it's like
Did you ever think about doing laps with a sign and like taking the strike to the pool to raise awareness?
Yeah,
like a shark fin, but it's like the WGA.
Yeah, I'm guessing there's gonna be another one. You know, seems like every 10 years there's new executives that decide to allow that to happen. So yeah, I'll be prepped for that, I guess. But yeah, the 10,000 steps is really hard, actually, and people make it seem like it's just inconvenient, but it's kind of grueling.
It's tough. No, it's work. And sometimes I'm like, fuck this. But
yeah,
I'm doing this accountability thing where I have to do it every day.
There's been some backlash against the 10,000 steps recently too.
Oh, has
it?
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. People are like, oh, that's too much. Like it's actually 7,500 steps.
Mm. That's so funny.
All right. You know what? I'd love to see the health info for those people because I bet it's all at about 7,600. Like that's when they stop and they're like, wait a minute. I need to codify this.
Yeah. Yeah. I think what we could just all agree on is maybe one extra hour a day and then we could just, that would make things easier to get to that 10K. Like if there was, I would just need more time. And preferably daylight. Would work.
Yeah, it's weird how there's like this time in the morning till around 3 p.m. I'm pretty effective, and then I have a complete collapse, and I'm unable to like prod myself into much. If I have a spot, you know, or stand up, I can rally in the evening. But there's a certain time where I'm just not useful to myself or others.
3 to 6 p.m. is a dead zone. Nothing should be expected of anyone during that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found, yeah, and it is like, it does feel like at 2 p.m. you're sort of like, all right, time to get ready for bed.
Yeah.
I think we should strike.
I think we should strike and to declare 3 to 6 p.m. the dead zone and nothing has to happen.
Yeah.
Or we could just move to Spain. I mean, I think that's,
yeah, that's
what
true.
They do, right?
Where,
yeah, right. Figure it out, mm-hmm. man.
But
so
then
good.
they come back alive at around 10 p.m. Like it would take a while to get in that rhythm, you know?
Yeah, but for comedy, I think it's great. You get I mean, that's like if I have a comedy room gig, that's ideal. I like to get to my hotel, take a little disco nap,
yeah, mm-hmm.
then have a coffee and something to eat, and then go to my like I like the Spanish sketch.
Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. Laurie, what do you, I know? What do you travel with that is like your hotel cozy situation?
Ooh, I just bought a kettle, a collapsible kettle that was recommended.
Oh, smart.
Like 2 years ago by Cristela Alonso. And I'm like, oh, I got to get that. And I forgot for like 2 years. And then I've noticed that hotels, when they're smaller, they keep the carrot coffee machine in the bathroom, which is horrible. Yeah. That means fecal matter is being flushed on it every single day. And they don't clean it. Even if you do clean it, you don't clean it enough. There's other people's minimum their shit. And then who knows what people do. anyway, I got this collapsible kettle and I love it. It's adorable. It's light. It flattens to about 2 inches high, like a little disc you just throw in the in your suitcase. I also travel with an air purifier that is not collapsible and is greatly inconvenient, but I put it up on stage. And what else? I don't know. I'm always tinkering with little things. I bring a robe and slippers, like stuff where I need to feel okay. Like especially if it's a three days in a hotel, if you're checking in on Friday and it's like a day and a half, basically a night or two nights, but I don't know. It depends. It starts to get to be a really full suitcase, but when you lay your spread all the way out, you just kind of feel, you know, not like you're so much on the road, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. You need a little like piece of home and like kind of some kind of habits that make you feel like you're not away.
Yeah. You know what I'd like to figure out is, because I sleep like shit when I'm not at home, and I think part of it is the pillow. And I'd love to find like a travel pillow, because the standard pillow is obviously going to take up like my whole suitcase.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'd love to find some kind of a roll up, but a comfy.
Need like an inflatable.
Yeah.
Would that be better than a hotel pillow? Would it be something
that's the
you
thing,
would
it
sleep-
has to be better. Yeah.
If you could train yourself to sleep on it at home, then it would feel like home when you're
so maybe
on the road.
You need to go get hotel, bring
okay.
hotel pillows home.
Bring the discomfort into my bedroom.
Yeah, there it is. That's the way to do it.
And you need several.
Sleep on a bed of nails.
You need high-end hotel pillows and you need Motel 6 hotel pillows just to, like, maybe you could prep for everything. Like, where am I staying this Friday, Saturday? A Sonesta. Okay, so let me get my medium good pillow and sleep on that and train that.
Mm-hmm. She just has a collection of pillows from every
Yeah.
Just an entire room only devoted to that.
It seems like pillows in the home.
Yeah, if you had a pillow room, it seems like you could afford the extra suitcase fee to bring a pillow. But let's not get into that.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
We only have logical solutions.
I started also bringing an extension cord because a lot of hotels have just outlets in these really inconvenient places, or the ones near the, you know, near the bed don't work. Like shit, they don't check if shit works or not, you know? And so I like to have, you know, one location for all the devices I plug in.
Extension cord's a good one. I have an HDMI cord in my suitcase, which is nice because then you can put your laptop onto the TV if you want.
Oh, yeah.
Big screen. That's nice.
And yeah.
I travel with candles. Everyone knows that.
I love the candle.
You know what?
Doing that.
That was suggested to me last week, and when I went to Target at Grand Rapids, I bought a candle and I liked it. I don't know if I'll do it again, but it might not be necessarily my thing, but I enjoyed it. We'll see if I have room. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you can just, at Whole Foods, they have the little metal tin ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Just a little guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good for like, slips especially right in there. If you're in a Motel 6 or something, because then it's like you get rid of that hotel smell.
Yeah, right.
Craziness.
Although
spray the six spray.
Last time I tried to stay at a Motel 6, I felt really bad because it was like one of the only like dog friendly places we could find in Vegas. But then we got there and it felt like a literal police station. Like they didn't even like the quote unquote like couch was upholstered in like the same kind of material like when you go to Jiffy Lube and you're like waiting on the couches there. Like everything about it was so depressing and I was just like, I can't stay here. And I just sat down at the front desk and I was like, I'm sorry, but I can't stay here.
Did you leave your dog at the hotel?
Yeah. Just left him a can of open food.
What did they say? They were like, we understand.
She was like, we understand. And that's why I felt guilty because I was like, oh my God, this is this woman's life.
Yeah, this happens all day.
Yeah.
But. No, there's definitely some of them that are basic, like barely, they're just four walls and that's the only thing separating them from the rest of humanity.
I stayed in one outside of Indianapolis that the baseboard was just 2x4s that they had like, weren't painted. They were just 2x4s just drilled into all the walls.
Oh my God.
And I was like, well, let's just not do a baseboard then. We didn't, they're not necessary. Yeah. Thank you, I guess, for the attempt, but like, we didn't need to do this, but okay.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And I'm Lori.
Lori, and you've got a new special that I think will be out by the time this drops. Everybody about it, where they can watch it. Sis Woke Grief Slut. Best name ever.
Thank you.
Awesome. Just fun to be able to just say that, call that to someone.
Yeah. Cis is apparently a slur, according to Elon Musk. And I'm just trying to like piss off the right people and excite the right people. It's coming out. It's put out by Comedy Dynamics, so they push it to like a million outlets. But you can watch it for free on Apple TV if you have Apple TV or Amazon Prime or obviously YouTube. And then at the end of the special, you do a bunch of promos. And I remember doing promos for Samsung TV Plus and Tubi and just a little, just basic, my Hamilton Beach blender, any sort of household device with a screen.
Yeah.
You could find a Cis Woke Grief Slut.
Turn on television at Costco. It'll be there. Yeah.
It's just, an hour of stand-up I did at the El Portal Theater. And so I talk about parenting and I'm a single mom and I got a teenage son and I have a dead mother. She died of COVID. Of course, I have jokes about that. I got a breast reduction, like my dear friend Brandy.
Yeah.
And, it's some of it's typical comedy topics and some of it isn't. But I guess it's just from my point of view. So hopefully it's a little different because I hopefully think my own way. I did get doxxed by MAGA. I was on MSNBC and I was just told an abortion joke because it was, the weekend that leaked that Roe was going to be overturned. And so there's a little story about all that.
That was crazy. You were like, you were on CNN because of how bad they doxed you. Like, I remember seeing your name in the news.
Oh, really? I know that Sean Hannity did a segment on me on my joke saying, like, this is how liberals are. And then he was having a discussion about me with Lara Trump and Pam Bondi, who was the former attorney general of Florida. And I'm like, why are these bitches? Why is my name in their fucking mouths? You know?
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Keep my name out your fucking mouth.
Fucking mouth. Yeah. I would slap them all if I could. Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
So did that translate to followers or like what?
Ultimately, it was a win. But, I don't know. I mean, maybe. I didn't see a huge upswing. I got like 3 days of really intense threats and emails and messages. And then a lot of people going, I'm a Democrat. However, and then just, the worst. That was really obnoxious.
However, you should have been aborted too, sir.
Then there was a guy who emailed me, and, you know, it was like a Florida Christian, right? There's a lot of, I felt like a church in Florida put out, had an email campaign amongst their members, right? Because they all, it was like a template. And so then I responded to him, and I guess he didn't think I would respond. And then he said, just because I replied to an email, he said, "You seem like you know a lot about computers. I'm getting a lot of ads for gay porn on my computer, and I can't turn it off." And
Oh man, that's how lonely this fucker is.
It's like So I was like, "Is there someone else in your life, like, who might have access to your computer and is watching gay porn? Like, maybe a handyman or a, you know, a child? Obviously, it's not you, sir."
Yeah, of course you haven't Googled the words gay porn, for sure not.
Handyman or a child? Incredible. Incredible.
Yeah, it's wild.
Well, yeah, Laura, it's funny, you know, like talking about the topics that you talk about. I think like whenever anybody asks us like, "So what do you talk about in your stand-up?" It's like so hard to answer because it's less about the thing you talk about and it's more about like who you are on stage, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, yeah, but you're just such one, I mean, one of the best joke writers. Mm-hmm. So, and just so funny, so dark in like the best way. Yeah. So if anybody hasn't, you know, watched any of Laura's stuff, especially this new special, please go watch it because just one of my favorites.
Yeah, thanks a lot. No, it is really like, of course I'm going to talk about normal topics because we have to, the audience has to connect with us. Like, I can't talk about being in outer space. No one, I mean, you know, like, but it's how you come at your topics that makes you distinct, you know? And I have a bunch of stuff on how cis women should appreciate trans women. And that's a direct reaction to, you know, all the crap coming from a bunch of male comics my age who seem obsessed with trans women. Yes. Yeah, they're getting a lot of trans women ads on their computers and they don't know why. What, you know, like, why do you keep talking about this? Why is this on your brain?
New Netflix special every year.
Oh my God. But it's not just really one. Insane. Like, they all seem to bounce off of each other, like, you know, billiard balls or something. And they keep hitting the same topics all the time and not in original ways, you know?
No.
No. It's all like the most boring, lazy shit you've ever heard in your life.
Well, because it has nothing to do with their experience or their they don't have any kind of a personal point of view on it. It's just them looking at something that they don't understand and have really no interaction with. So that's not funny or interesting.
And not completely incurious about understanding a different point of view to maybe try to understand it too.
Yes, you know? Totally.
It's just like, here's my uninformed words about something that should be taken.
Well, then the problem is they get such a good response because there are so many bigots out there who want to hear this shit repeated back to them that they're like, "Oh, I'm funny." And it's like, no, you're just getting a response from pieces of shit.
Well, like, what is a good response? Is to me, a laugh is a good response. And a woo or an ooh isn't, you know, a woo isn't. An ooh is like, ooh, can I convert that? But to me, you're going for laughs. And so a lot of these things, I don't hear like genuine laughs. I hear more agreement. And what is that?
Exactly.
Like for me, when I was like, I want to talk about trans women from a positive point of view. There's also danger that I'm going to objectify. So I tried to like be like, I'm a cis woman, and here's why. Make it personal to me. But I'm not all the same sort of comic, but on the other side of it. Right. I don't know.
Yeah. No. Obviously, you have to be, but you're being thoughtful about that, which is
I hope so.
I'm always just so impressed, you, because you are able to, it seems, take these things that are like really upsetting that happened to you and then convert them into comedy. Like, what's your usual like processing time between when something happens and when you're able to like figure out that it's funny? Like, are you kind of in the moment?
I think so. I think most of us are, though, you know, and I think especially because of Twitter and stuff, we get used to trying to figure out a joke, you know, super quick. Mm-hmm. You know, now making it work on stage is another layer because you got to bring the topic up. The audience has to be comfortable, all that kind of stuff. That could take a year or so on a certain topic, you know. Mm-hmm. But Yeah. So I think it's more that kind of work and not the joke that you think of. It's more like, how can I turn this into 5 minutes whole topic and get people, still have people laughing, like, you know, that's making that involuntary.
Yeah, because you're fucked. If you get the one you don't want for sure is the, aww.
Yes,
oh,
I know.
My God, my favorite thing in the world.
It's the worst. Yeah. Hate it. Well, like, they need to know that you're okay too. So you have to actually be okay enough to, or be able to fake it enough to be in the space. Otherwise, then it's like you're holding them emotionally hostage.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. I always felt like when I was talking about either my parents dying, what I would want is the joke to be like strong enough to survive a check drop. You know, mm-hmm. where
yeah.
I like my mom died of COVID and then the server comes up and gives checks to people. And I'm like, am I really talking about this horrible thing through this? Yes. And then see if I could still get people paying attention and laughing, you know, I guess dumbing it down enough so that it's just another topic like the other topics that you're talking about.
Right.
But that's probably where the work more is than, you know, the joke right up at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's cool. Yeah.
Well, Laurie, should we?
Sorry, guys.
No. I think we were all just like thinking about our joke process. Yeah.
That's why, like I said, I'm just such a big fan. So it's cool to hear about your process. But anyway, let's ask you some stupid questions.
my process is bombing until it works. it's not a mystery.
See, but even that's honest, you know? Like you're going through it at least. I feel like a lot of people just depend on the same shit.
Including
myself.
Well, and some people just don't know they're bombing, which is funny to me. Like, they honestly, you meet these comics.
Wild.
Like they honestly, it's like, are you not hearing that there's fucking crickets out there? And they'll post the clip. I see people post clips of them bombing.
Yeah, I know. It's wild. Or just like, I fucking killed. And you're like,
You didn't.
Oh, I don't think you know what it is.
If I actually kill and like I know I did, mm-hmm. I'm almost embarrassed afterwards because I have like a weird, I think it's just like a being perceived or something where you feel like a little weird. So I would never be like, yeah, I just killed. Like I would just be like, don't acknowledge me. Like I feel guilty.
Have you ever noticed like a clip of a set you thought was perfect and then you watch the clip and you're like, it doesn't look how it felt.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like,
it
yes.
felt
yes.
like yeah. I was
That's
in a perfect.
That's why stand-up has to be live.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, yes. Like I was in a perfect golden bubble and without
right.
it, you're like, oh, maybe to the audience it was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Yeah, no, that's the worst because it's just not picking up on like all the little things that made it so great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
Did you ever have a MySpace page, Lori?
I did. I did have one. Yes.
Okay, good. So we're going to ask you some stupid, and it has nothing to do with MySpace, honestly.
But... Okay. It's been a while, so I may not remember too much about it.
No, these are just
Don't
questions
worry.
About
yeah.
life.
Okay. It's not like trivia about MySpace.
We're going to play. That would be so weird if that was
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's do the theme song.
All right.
I've got a MySpace. It'll put a smile on your face. Now it's time for a MySpace quiz.
Right.
Ooh, okay. Nice. Was that you Thank three you. Singing?
It was. Yeah,
it was.
Pretty.
Thank you.
maybe the three of you should open for yourselves as a chorus.
Oh, yeah. That'd be so funny. Oh. We should do an alter ego like band.
Yeah, yes. like come out dressed as showgirls or like in really nice cocktail dresses. Like,
I mean, I'm always in any kind of showbiz.
Yeah.
Do the box step. For 10 minutes.
Into us. We got a lot of extra words around here.
Yeah, exactly. We're so productive. We're going to get our steps in. We're going to be our own opener. We're going to get good at singing.
I think the three, one of you would have to perform in a gown, right? Because one of you would go first, but the other two could change after. Or if you had an MC that would just do 5 minutes between the chorus and your show.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I mean,
a tear away.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're all in the same.
Yeah.
We're a tearaway type. We've made lots of tearaway things before.
Yeah.
We actually have made a lot of tearaway. We really like tearaway clothing.
Oh, nice.
We
did. Okay.
We did a show with like Joe Wenger years ago where we he was wearing a button down shirt with a tie, and we made a tearaway to a glitter version of the same thing.
Oh, that was amazing.
That was a really fun one.
Love it.
And, okay, Laurie, you just bought a lifetime supply of whatever you just bought. What was it?
Does this have to be the last thing she bought, or what she wants a lifetime supply of? I don't know.
What do you want? What would you buy a lifetime supply of if you had to buy one lifetime supply?
Well, I just went grocery shopping, so sourdough bread.
Oh,
ooh, lifetime supply of sourdough bread.
Yeah, I mean, it would have to keep coming, but yeah.
Well, yeah, not just once, not just once.
Yeah, you just have a pile of hard bread.
I have to eat one loaf very slowly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good call, actually. I feel like something that I am always having to buy at the grocery store is a very good call, because it's just like, all right, just have this automatically appear.
I know.
Yeah. So much easier. And if you have a good sourdough, you're really never going to starve, because you could always grill dinner it up. A little olive oil, vinegar, butter, cheese, whatever you have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would say my sister sent me like her sourdough starter, and it's just sitting. I don't know. She sent me the instructions.
You got to feed
it. It's like dry.
That's like the 10,000 steps of bread is a starter. Like, I want a loaf.
Yeah. Yes. For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not doing anything to it because it's like in dry form. So I think I have to like do something to it. Okay. Probably make it wet.
I
couldn't tell you. Yeah. Tessa's.
I don't want to piss on your parade, but I was a pandemic sourdough maker, and it's not worth it. Go to the store. Oh my God.
Because you just saved me so much time.
It's a 2-day process, and then like there's a learning curve. So you have multiple loaves that you like tend to for multiple days and then are inedible at the end of that.
Oh my God. Oh. Sounds like, is this like being what being a mother is?
I had several children that I had to throw away at the end of the week. Tom Papa became a full baker during a lockdown, right? Doesn't he do bread exclusive? I don't know. There are a lot of people that became bread makers during lockdown, and I would buy it to support, you know, because like you could tell people just like needed money and stuff, and then they went away. I don't know if they stopped baking or they
I wonder what the average is of people who kept up their like lockdown.
Yeah, well, I'm still doing routines, together stuff. Yeah. That's my other lockdown thing.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Oh nice, cool.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't.
Are you like talking with a Spanish speaking person? Oh, so you're doing that one. Oh,
yeah.
Neat.
Yeah. Yeah. She was living in Mexico, but she just married an Australian guy. But I talked to her. I'm talking to her today. and then now I'm kind of at the fun place with it now where like, I read like the Harry Potter books in Spanish or I listen because they're easy and, you know, and then I like listen to podcasts. And then like now when I don't know a word, I teach myself that word. But I've overcome the tedious hump.
That's amazing.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's huge.
Thanks, guys.
Was it costly to talk to this person? Like, is it once a week?
Once a week. It's not costly at all. The website's called preply.com. I really recommend it. There's people that charge incredibly low rates because, I mean, I think partially, like, a lot of them live outside the United States, like, with the exchange rate. Like, it's, for us, like, really inexpensive.
Right.
That's awesome. I feel like that's just such a great way to do it because whenever I was around a lot of Spanish speakers, that's when I would like just pick it up so much quicker than just like trying to like look at a book or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
When your brain's just like you want to communicate. So I feel like it's more than just like looking at that goddamn green owl.
Like, you're not looking at the green owl. Like, and it's shit you actually want to talk about. Like I remember one of my favorite early lessons with her was like, we talked about the Met Gala and she just had me like give my opinion on the different outfits in Spanish. And so I just think it sticks in your brain better when it's things that you're like organically interested in.
Wow. I wonder
if I don't need to know where the biblioteca is, okay?
We got it. We got biblioteca down.
I can't read. Come on now.
It's fucking to the derecha. It's fine.
I would love to. I'd like to learn German and talk to, like, maybe you could talk to a German comic. You could talk about comedy in German. That'd be kind of crazy too, right?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I bet you could find a German speaker on Preply. And the other kind of cool thing about it is it's almost like a dating site where, like, they say, like, obviously, like, what their accent is. Like, Spanish, there's obviously a bunch of different dialects. So, and then also there's people that, like, specialize in if you want to learn for business. Or I wanted someone that could talk to me about art and culture. And, you know, so you can find someone that wants to talk about comedy. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah. I love it.
I love that.
I love it,
that's
too.
That's amazing. I much more faith in that than, yeah, any bread, any sourdough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we think sourdough top bread? Is it the best bread?
Mm.
Let's rank some breads. Yeah.
Irish really brown good. Bread is really good.
I love a soda bread, too.
I mean, I'm going like straight like baguette, you know, like a French bread.
Mm-hmm.
I like a crusty French.
I look like a garlicky Italian, I think, but sourdough is like second.
God, I don't think I can choose a favorite bread.
It's hard.
I like it. I like them because, like, are we counting bagels?
Wow.
I'm gonna put bagel second.
I don't know.
I'm gonna put bagel in its own world. Just
I think
for
that's
sake
a separate
of conversation.
Podcast.
Yes. You're right.
Are we counting bagels? And you can talk about almost anything in the world.
Don't threaten us. We will do that.
Yeah. Just one special episode. This is the bagel episode where we just go deep.
Okay, Lori, what's the first thing you notice about the opposite sex?
Ooh. I guess like how they hold their jaw, maybe, you know,
interesting.
I don't like a loose jaw, you know, hanging open. You know what I mean? I sort of like a
got that closed mouth.
Close your mouth, first of all. Yeah.
That's true. I do prefer men with their mouths closed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. A jaw is a lot. That tells a lot about somebody.
Yeah. I haven't looked in a long time because I am so hopeless. You know, like I don't my brain go there a lot. You know,
right? You're just sort of like not really like looking at it.
Yeah, but I'm kind of like talking about this on stage. But I do feel like every guy my age that's available is mentally. They're brain damaged or they're ill or they have trucks and American flags and Blue Lives Matter shit on it. Like, it's just, I look away, I guess. And I look at younger men.
You try not to notice anything.
I know, but I look at younger men. I'm like, oh, like younger women are lucky, I think, because your selection is a lot more evolved. You know, and they're smarter and they're kinder and not all of them, but it feels like my selection. The reason they're divorced is because they became so unmanageable that their wives were like, fuck it, I'm out of here. And it's like, oh, OK. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get it. I see why you're alone.
But you're like, well, I'm not signing up for that.
Yeah. I don't, you know. Yeah, so I guess I don't look that much because I don't feel like there's anything for me anymore. I just, you know, maybe, and also I'm raising my kids, so I've like put on my blinders until my son is in college, but I just don't let myself get activated anymore for a while. Oh, go ahead.
I was saying, have you thought about being a real monster and just like trolling the obituaries? You know what I mean? And just like, let's get some.
Well, you need some time
widowers.
Between. Yeah. You don't want to be the rebound.
No, but like, make a note.
Make a note.
Like, all right, like 2 years, let me follow up.
Yeah, for sure. So I don't know. I feel kind of like, I don't know, just sexless in middle age. So I don't encourage anyone to feel like that, but that's how I feel. So I sort of like, and like, that was another time in my life when I believed that a relationship would last or that I had a soulmate or that love was real. And, you know, now I'm like, do I, like the last boyfriend I had, he snored so badly. And I was like, I can't, I would never, I don't care how much I love a guy, I can't not get my sleep. And I think that was when I was like, oh, there's a prior version of me that would have tried to make it work. And right, right, and I'm right. like, no, I feel like I'm turning into that Whoopi Goldberg of, I just want to live in my house by myself. And
yeah,
I like, and you know I used what? To that's not okay. identify that's, with that. And I do right, now.
But that's like good to be, it's like, fuck it. Yeah. You
yeah.
don't,
yeah.
no one deserves your energy who is not bringing you the, yeah. the, what you want. So yeah. who cares?
Yeah. yeah. So
this is
I
feeling
know.
A little like a paraphrase of the song, The Dream I Dream from Les Miserables. But
well, we but also, that happens a lot.
It here. Happens a lot. And do you feel, Lori? Because I know, like, when I quit smoking, I had this realization of like, oh my god, I have so much time. I was spending so much time smoking that it was almost like invisible time that I didn't realize I was wasting
right
on cigarettes. Do you feel that you has that happened to you with not worrying with men and their tomfoolery?
Yeah. After I broke up with the last boyfriend, and this is quite a while ago, I was like, I'm tired of drama. I'm tired of searching through profiles. And I realized, oh, I don't have to, because there's this feeling like you have to have somebody you're dating. And then mm-hmm. after that guy, and my son was like, I don't know, 9 or 10 at the time, I'm like, I don't have to have a boyfriend. I don't have yeah. to. And yeah. and then it was okay, you know? I mean, it's, I do get lonely, and part of me is like, okay, so after my kid leaves, there is going to be, you know, an absence. There's going to be, you know, open space in the house and in my life and in my brain where I'm not thinking about my son all the time. Cause he'll be on his own, you know, and mm-hmm. maybe I could, you know, be with somebody, but I don't know. It always just felt like I was being pulled, and maybe that's the kind of guys I was dating too. I was, you know, so I just didn't want to, I didn't want to complicate my son's life. And once I was like, I don't have to have a boyfriend. I was like, oh, okay. And then it was like, maybe I'm just one of those people that doesn't, I was following what I'm supposed to be doing. And maybe I'm
right,
more comfortable
totally.
Alone. I mean, you read about, you know, women that are like that are just like crusty old sea hags. And I'm like, maybe I'm that.
You know, well, I don't know. Like, at least according to Instagram or whatever, those are always the women that live to be like 150.
I know. Yeah.
And then yeah, their advice for living a long life is like, yeah, fuck everyone, do your own thing. So I think yeah. you're good. I think you're on a good path.
Yeah.
I guess the way I was always with men was I would be always trying to accommodate, and I always had to make up for yes. being a comedian. Mm-hmm. And I always had to apologize for working at night. And I just got tired of going, I'm tired of trying to make up for what I do, stand-up comedy. And there doesn't seem to be anyone that likes that quality about me, you know, or they do yeah. like the first week.
They
and
do
then
it
they're
first,
like, wait.
And then yeah. the reality of it.
Every Saturday? Yeah. Oh, yeah. So why, you know. I don't know.
You're just too rock and roll for it. That's what you're a rock star, and they can't.
But I do envy those people have where they find a partner for life and stuff. But I just can't. I can't. I've never found anyone who wanted that with me. So,
mm-hmm. right. Well, I feel like you're. It seems like you're in a good place though, because you're just like, yeah, you're doing your own thing, and that's all you
yeah.
can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know.
I feel like best case scenario, even if you find the love of your life, you're at least going to spend like a part of every week yelling at them for bringing their phone onto the toilet. So like,
you're going to want to keep the coffee maker in the bathroom because they love it.
Yeah.
So much.
That was their idea. They suggested to the hotel.
Yeah. I mean, in a relationship, at minimum, there's shit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we got to take a break.
We'll be back.
Hey everybody, we're back on Lady to Lady. This is Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
This is Lori Kilmartin.
And we're going to do some advice. Lady problems time. If you have a lady problem, send them to us. We actually need some. We're running low. So we know there's problems out there. Mm-hmm. We know you got them.
You got problems.
You got problems. I posted that we need lady problems, and someone asked me, like, is this for ladies with problems or about ladies? Like, literally anything.
Literally anything. Yes,
any of it. Yeah. It's fine. 323-6-BUT-30 is our phone number, or you can email us ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Is that one butt or two?
That's two T's. But with two T's.
But like but a with nice. Two T's.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Mature.
Yeah. Thank you.
Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
Hi, ladies. I am calling with a lady problem, and that is that it has to do with my fiance, who has been going out for drinks with her coworkers somewhat regularly. And it's a new job. She's been there for like, I don't know, almost a year. And she's starting to get friends, and they, are going out for drinks. And so I've been feeling just a little uncomfortable because I know that there are two of these coworkers are in their own relationship, and they are like really flirting with each other heavily, and like, you know, it's a whole kind of gossipy thing at work. And I just feel kind of uncomfortable with my fiance spending a bunch of time with, it just makes me feel kind of insecure. I don't know, like with people that are kind of disrespecting their own relationships. I trust my fiance, and it's also, I don't know, it just makes me feel kind of weird, and I don't know if I need to feel weird or how to like toe this line. So any advice you have would be very appreciated. Thanks so much.
Okay, so the fiance is going out for drinks with these coworkers who are like kind of being flirty with each other,
but they have couple, separate relations. Oh, no, I thought they're in other relationships, but they're flirty together.
Yeah, they are in other relationships, but they're flirting with each other. So she's kind of like, it's like in the mix with these people who are...
Gotcha. So it's getting a little key party in the office.
Yeah.
I understand that. I don't know.
Totally. Yeah.
Can you bring a significant others to work stuff? I mean...
I think so.
Why not?
It's drinks. It's not like a work thing. Yeah, it's like drinks.
And if that's your significant other, you probably have a similar sense of humor. You might enjoy stuff. You might get bored with some of the work jokes, but you know, I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's the
easy solution. Just go. I mean, maybe it doesn't even need to be every time, but I think demystifying this group of friends and what's going on there, like you're filling in some holes right now that I think might be filled in. It's not probably as salacious as it seems. It probably is just them shooting the shit and having a couple drinks. And like, that doesn't mean you need to go every time, but I think just ask your fiance if you can go with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we all hang out and, I don't really hang out and drink that, but you do hang out and talk to people. You do kind of need to do that a little bit in a lot of careers. Mm-hmm. I do remember this one guy I was dating was like, do you realize you spend all your nights in bars? And I was like, I didn't really think of my career that way. Like a bar
fly. Yes. Right. It's like it just happens to be where the things are that I do.
Yeah.
I'm not like getting drunk every it's like not
but it does sound worse than sometimes it is, you know?
I mean, I think on the other end of it, like, you know, your gut could be telling you something, not that like your fiance's doing anything, but maybe, it is like if they're cheating on their people with each other, that kind of sucks. Mm-hmm. And so if your fiance is weird about you coming to get drinks, then I think it's a conversation to be like, all right, well, that's not cool. Like, what the fuck is that about? Mm-hmm. You know?
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think your step forward is to ask that. And then depending on that information, then, you know, maybe like something is a little weird and you can investigate further. And if not, then just go and.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, because it also could be like, I mean, it could just be like they're both like harmful, flirty people where it's just like, I mean, we all know people like that where it's just like you're not like, oh, you're just like a flirty person with literally everybody. Like this isn't like actually like a chemistry thing. Like it could be that,
yeah, totally.
You know, I mean, they might have situations in their relationship, you know, that's like true. We don't, there's a lot of different stuff that could be going on too. And, you know,
yeah. Although do you like, when there are like comedy spouses in the green room, sometimes like it curtails your shorthand because you're, you know, your comedy shorthand.
Right.
Oh, yeah, this person yeah, yeah. Totally. Saying and stuff like that. So I can understand how you just want to go on a work thing and be able to, you know, trash whoever you're going to trash from your work that's not there and not have to explain anything. But yeah, I don't know.
For sure.
I mean, I guess I would just err on the side of like, I do think it's important for people to be able to feel like they have their own social life, especially
this
is now related to her career. And like Lori said, like part of your career is kind of these extracurriculars. And that is sort of like how you get ahead in a lot of jobs is that sort of like after hours time. So I would encourage you to like give her a fairly long leash, for lack of a better word, I guess.
And
just understand it's probably more about her trying to get into this company and do well at this job than about anything that's like trying to exclude you.
Yeah.
Well, and I wonder like what is like the rest of your calendar together and stuff look like? Like is this like, you know, do you guys have like a set date night? Do you have like things planned? Like, you know, you're getting married. Like, do you feel like there's like, this is time that's being taken away from you guys in some way? Like how often is she going out? Like, you know, maybe it's worth it to, you know, just be more, you know, proactive with like your own social calendar and stuff too, maybe.
Yeah, or get a job at that same company.
Yes.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Yeah.
I mean, congratulations being engaged to someone with a job, I should have said.
Yeah.
Yes.
And who's going out with friends?
Yeah.
I would love it if my boyfriend left the house. I would be like, God, yeah, please. Oh, God, tell me about how they made out with each other. I mean, I hope you're getting all the gossip because honestly, that's what she should be bringing back for you is the gossip.
Yeah.
You better be at least hearing about all the shit going on because that's like,
that's
your right as a partner is to hear the office gossip.
And so that you can be like debriefed for when there is like a spouses or, you know, significant other party, Christmas party and stuff like that. Now you know who's doing who. I mean, that's important. That's what makes the holidays a holiday.
It's good to know. Office culture gets messy. It's just like what happens. But like, you know, you're kind of dating the Dwight Schrute of the situation. And then Dwight's just going out with Pam and Jim sometimes.
Dwight was the one fucking someone in the office also without people on like cheating.
But it's been a very long time. So who?
Maybe I don't think anyone wants to be identified as the Dwight.
I was like, don't tell us about the Dwight.
It's a comedy podcast. I'm making a joke.
I have a friend who self-identifies as a Monica, and I just think that's so brave.
Wow. Damn.
It's good to do. It's good to know.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like declaring yourself a Charlotte, like even if you are.
Oh, wow. Who says that out loud? Stanley.
So, yeah. You're the Stanley.
Yeah.
Stanley also actually has a mistress in the show. So.
People the officer. Messy.
Actually, I feel like Pam and Jim were the most innocent of all of them. Anyway, everyone's fucking each other at this company and you should be hearing about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's just what happens in
job. And you tell us about it because we want the gossip too.
Yeah, we want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Office culture gossip is real fun.
Totally. But yeah, you got this. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, let her do her own thing, but also, you know, keep your ears up.
Yeah. I think it'll be all right. Yeah. Just treat it as like it's your stories. Like, oh, this is my soap opera I get to hear about third hand.
Yeah.
It's fine. It happens. Hell yeah.
Well, Lori, this has been a blast.
Yes. Thanks for having me, you guys.
Yeah. Tell everyone where they can find your podcast, your album, your special, your socials, everything else.
So I hired a promotional rescue for like a couple months to do, like, she's renovating my entire social media and all that stuff. And so
nice.
All I have to say is go to my website, right?
Great.
That's the number one. She keeps hammering, tell them to go to your website. Go to my website. Here's the thing. I bought Kilmartin.com in 1996. That's when I bought the domain of my last name. Wow. But she said, you have to do Lori. I also have LoriKilmartin.com. And she's like, no, tell them LoriKilmartin.com. I'm like, it's fewer letters if it's Kilmartin, but people are using their full name. So go to LoriKilmartin.com. From there, you can find everything. I've written books. I wrote a book about my dad, a comedy about my dad's hospice called Dead People Suck. I have a couple albums up there, and I got a special called 45 Jokes About My Dead Dad. And then I'll have Cis Woke Grief Slut links to that, and it will be free depending on which, you know, service you use to watch it.
Hell yeah.
Go check out Lori's stuff. She's the best, and we're the best.
Yeah, we're all best.
Yeah, we're all nailing.
That's how the best works.
But the 716 crew is a little bit better. We're a little bit better.
Yeah. Just a tiny bit better.
Just a scooch. It's good to have something to work towards.
Yeah.
And look, if you want to support us, go leave us a review. Maybe you've listened to this podcast for like 10 years and haven't left a review yet.
Oh my God.
It's time.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. People love that.
Yeah.
It's so much work to do this. Like, I have a podcast with Jackie Cation called The Jackie and Lori Show. Every single week to put out something, it's a lot of work. People listen to it, like you said, for 10 years and they don't pay for anything. That drives me nuts. It's like, we're giving you something that you love, right? Your lady to lady listeners value this hour. They can give a little bit back to you. The minimum they can give back to you is a 5-star rating, Patreon, all that kind of stuff, right? But the minimum
is
that
you're great.
Lori. Patreon.com/ladytolady if you're feeling inspired.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for hanging out with us. It's been a blast.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, guys.
And we'll see you guys, or you'll hear us next week.
3, 2, 3, 6 but 30.
It's 6 but 30 somewhere.
Hi, ladies. I am a Midwestern elementary school teacher, and I'm here to tell you that the Stanleys are very popular with the staff. The big cups in general have been a thing for years. A couple of the kids have had the big ones that then you can, like, put a little snack bowl on top of, but not as cool with the kids anymore. Partially just because they are extremely inconvenient, as you all pointed out. But when you're a teacher and you're, like, trapped in a room all day, it's nice to have 40 ounces of liquid just, like, ready to go. So they're really big with teachers. And I have heard from some friends also really big with nurses for the same reason. They're big. They keep everything cold. You can keep them in your room for most of the day. But I don't know anybody that's bought anybody for one. But you were close in that they're popular with the youth, but they're really popular with the teachers of the youth. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, ladies. Definitely reread A Wrinkle in Time. I read it over COVID. The first one definitely slaps. Read it. Recommend it. Do it.
Lady to Lady is produced by Katie Levine.
Get tons of bonus content, discounted tickets for live shows, and lots more at patreon.com/ladytolady.
Follow us on Instagram at @lady2ladycomedy and give your input on lady problems and get info about upcoming live shows.
And hey, don't forget to follow our individual accounts on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok @BabsGray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker.